Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. I don't usually mention a sponsor to open an hour, but I wanted to mention the War Raw podcast because last week we had record numbers of you, of everyone in America listening to our War Raw podcast because it was my interview with President Trump and also my interview with Mike Lindell, and the results were superb, and we had lots and lots of people that normally do not tune in who tuned in for the first time and sent me emails and said I'll be tuning in all the time now. And so I hope you enjoyed our Donald Trump interview on the podcast last week. And I think we the Wednesday podcast was the Trump interview, and the Thursday podcast was the Trump interview. And then we did the weekend podcast, the Trump interview. So we really got it out there, and a lot of people were talking about the Trump interview. A lot of people were talking about my idea for Trump to run for a House seat in Florida. It's so funny because a lot of people just don't get it. They don't understand. I had people who sent me notes saying, great idea, but he should run in South Carolina. Trump isn't running anywhere but Florida. He lives in Florida. I'm almost certain, I'm 99% certain, you can run for U.S. Congress from any single district. You don't have to live in the district you're running in, except it's got to be in your state that you live in. It's not like, you know, you can run in any district of Florida if you live in Florida. You don't have to live in that district, that congressional district. But you can't run in South Carolina. You can only run in Florida. And Trump wouldn't run in South Carolina. He's not moving to South Carolina. He's not moving anywhere. He lives in Florida. He lives in Mar-a-Lago. So my idea is brilliant because that's where Trump lives. And I had other people who said, all you have to do is name Trump to the Speaker of the House. He could be named Speaker of the House. Well, first of all, they don't get it. There is no Speaker of the House until we have the House. So it can't happen now. Trump doesn't want Kevin McCarthy's job. Being a minority leader sucks. You get absolutely nothing done, nothing passed, nothing blocked, useless. So none of this matters till after the 2022 election, and we have to win the House. And the way to win the House is to have Trump leading the way by being our lead candidate and running for a House seat. Understand my methods and my madness? All of it makes sense. And number two, or maybe it's number three at this point, is Kevin McCarthy. It doesn't want to give up his seat. So Kevin McCarthy would be in line to be Speaker of the House if we won by landslide, but not if Trump ran and won a House seat and led us to a huge victory. It would be clear that Trump earned the title Speaker of the House, and Kevin McCarthy would have to give it up. So my idea makes total sense. It's the only way to do it. Kevin McCarthy isn't just stepping aside. But if Trump leads us to victory, it won't be Kevin McCarthy's victory. It'll be Trump's victory. And if Trump is in Congress, even though the law says you can name anybody anytime you want Speaker of the House, who isn't a congressman, it doesn't matter. Trump has to earn it. Got to win a seat in the House. Otherwise, they're not giving it to him. There's too many anti-Trumpers. But anyway, the War Raw podcast, where do you get it? Every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then the weekend edition with my favorite, my top 10 biggest news stories of the week for conservatives and Trumpers. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. You know I'm not a fan of the vaccine. You know I said, wait. You know I've actually given the other side. I've said it's good that people aren't scared anymore, and they're going out to shop, and they're going out to eat, and they're going out to meet with friends, and they're seeing their grandkids for the first time in a year, and the economy is busting out because everybody's comfortable again, because they're all sheep. They believe the lies that you needed a vaccine. They believe the lies that COVID is going to kill you, even though it's 99.999% recovery rate, and it's weaker than any pandemic in the history, in recent history. And nobody ever needed to worry all day long. I never worried. I saw all my kids. And I went to business meetings, and I went to dinner every night, 330 nights in a row. And I'm here to talk about it. Never got sick, never got a sniffle. So I always said, you got to wait. I'm being very fair. You know, I'm not anti-vaccine. Just wait and see what it does to people. But I keep reading reports that, you know, 4,000 people are dead from the vaccine in the United States. Over 10,000 in Europe are dead. Because AstraZeneca is even worse than anything we've got here. But when you look at the history of the vaccine reporting site, they say that only 1% or less of all the people who die or get badly injured from vaccines ever bother to report, their doctors ever bother to report it. Maybe because the doctor doesn't want to be on the hook, you know? So 1%. So if you hear there's 4,000 dead, multiply that times 100, there may in fact be hundreds of thousands dead. But even the 4,000 dead from the vaccine is more than all the vaccines together combined since 2000, year 2000. Every vaccine in America combined. It's a huge number, but it's so low. The real number could be 100 times more. The real number could be 50 times more. The real number could be 10 times more. Certainly, there's like somewhere between 40,000 and a couple hundred thousand dead from the vaccine. So now this article comes up. Why Wainwright's right again. Wait. Never said don't take it. I said wait and see what it does to everybody. This article says, listen to the scientists, right? The pro-vaccine scientists, right? Not the anti-vax conspiracy theorists. That's what we're told, right? Listen to the pro-vaccine scientists. Meet Dr. Byram Bridle, a viral immunologist, associate professor in Ontario, Canada. Dr. Bridle describes himself as pro-vaccine, but has relayed new research, scientific research, about the experimental COVID-19 vaccines that he calls scary. In a collaboration between Dr. Bridle and other international scientists and the Japanese regulatory agency, new cutting-edge and peer-reviewed research has made a horrifying discovery about the spike protein used in the experimental vaccine. He was on TV over the weekend with a Canadian broadcaster, and here's what he said. It's really quite scary. He says, a big mistake. We thought spike protein was a great target antigen, not a pathogenic protein. We are inadvertently inoculating people with a toxin that can cause cardiovascular damage and infertility. He says, the spike protein in the COVID vaccine is a very dangerous toxin. We made a big mistake. We thought it was a target antigen. We never knew the spike protein itself was a toxin. He's a vaccine researcher, was awarded a $230,000 government grant last year for research on COVID vaccine development. He said he and a group of international scientists filed a request for information from the Japanese regulatory agency to get access to what's called the biodistribution study. It's the first time ever scientists have been privy to seeing where these messenger RNA vaccines go after they vaccinate you. Is it a safe assumption that it stays in the shoulder muscle? And he says the short answer is, and no, it's very disconcerting. They thought it would remain mostly at the site where they vaccinate you in the shoulder muscle. Instead, the Japanese data showed the infamous spike protein of the coronavirus vaccine gets into the blood where it circulates post-vaccination and then accumulates in organs and tissues, including the spleen, bone marrow, liver, adrenal glands, and in quite high concentrations in the ovaries. We have known for a long time, Brittle said, that spike protein is a toxin. It can cause damage in our body if it gets into circulation. And now it turns out it circulates all over your body, all over your organs. The SARS-CoV spike protein is what allows it to infect human cells. Vaccine manufacturers chose to target the unique protein, making cells in the vaccinated person manufacture the protein, which would then, in theory, evoke an immune response to the protein, preventing it from infecting cells. That was the theory. A large number of studies shown that the most severe effects of SARS-CoV, the virus that causes COVID, such as blood clotting and bleeding, are due to the effects of the spike protein of the virus itself. What has been discovered by the scientific community is the spike protein on its own is almost entirely responsible for the damage to the cardiovascular system if it gets into circulation. So in other words, these spike proteins are in COVID, the pandemic, and that's what's killing people and damaging their organs and damaging their lives. But now you're injecting it into people. Lab animals injected with purified spike protein in their bloodstream developed cardiovascular problems, and the spike protein was also demonstrated to cross the blood-brain barrier and cause damage to the brain. Brittle says a grave mistake was a grave mistake. Do you understand that? A deadly mistake was the belief that spike protein would not escape into blood circulation. Now we have clear-cut evidence, he says, the vaccines that make the cells in our deltoid muscles manufacture this protein and that the vaccine itself gets into blood circulation. He cited the recent publication of a peer-reviewed study which detected spike protein in the blood plasma of 3 of 13 young healthcare workers that had received Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. In one of those workers, the spike protein circulated for 29 days. Pediatric rheumatologist Patrick Whelan has warned Vaccine Advisory Committee of the FDA of the potential for spike protein in COVID vaccines to cause microvascular damage, causing damage to the liver, the heart, the brain, in ways that were not assessed in the safety trials. While Whelan did not dispute the value of the coronavirus vaccine that worked to stop the transmission of the disease, he said it would be vastly worse if hundreds of millions of people were to suffer long-lasting or permanent damage to their brain or heart as a result of failing to appreciate the short-term and unintended effect of full-length spike protein-based vaccines on their organs. Vaccine-associated spike protein and blood circulation could explain myriad reported adverse events from COVID vaccines, including over 4,000 deaths, nearly 15,000 hospitalizations. And it's a passive reporting system. It's only the tip of the iceberg. Less than 1% of side effects that physicians should report are actually reported. A grave mistake has been discovered, and it may be too late for millions of recipients of these experimental vaccines. That's what happens when big pharma profits get priority over public safety. Wayne Root warned you. I told you. Not anti-vaccine, but I said, wait. You don't know what it's going to do long term.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you need to...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, one more thank you for VRA, because they were the sponsor of my putting the Donald Trump, President Donald Trump interview that I had last week on videotape, and it will be out tomorrow. The video, the last touches on the video editing are being done as we speak right now. And it'll be ready for tomorrow. It's a beautiful, beautiful videotape, all sponsored by VRA. And you get 2 weeks free of VRA by going to VRAinsider.com. It is an incredible global investment and economic newsletter. I've been following Kip Herridge and VRA, which stands for Vertical Research Advisory, by the way. I've been following him for, I think it's 19 years now, right? And actually, I've been friends with him for 19 years. I believe he's had the newsletter for 18 years. So I followed him for those 18 years, and the results have been incredible. As a matter of fact, more than 2,600% up net gains over the last 7 years. Over 2,600% up net gains over the last 7 years, and he could prove it. Let him prove to you how good VRA really is. He's got the best investment system anywhere out there. Join now at VRAinsider.com, 2 weeks free. Check it out. Get 2 weeks free, and I promise you'll stay for life. VRAinsider.com. I mentioned this at the end of hour one, and we have a lot of people who, you know, don't listen to every hour, so there's some new people listening, and I just think it's so important. Joe Biden absurdly claimed today that white supremacy is a bigger terrorism threat than ISIS or Al-Qaeda. Can you imagine the insanity? Now, I'm not saying there aren't any white supremacists in America. Of course, there's a handful here or there. I believe over the weekend, the FBI busted some white supremacist somewhere that had bombs and grenades and weapons inside his home and was about to try something. But the reality is, do you know how many terrorist attacks by Islamic extremists we've had in this country and Europe and all over the world for the last, I don't know, 10 years? ISIS and Al-Qaeda? My gosh, terrible, terrible stuff.
And everybody knows it, and think white supremacy is bigger than that. How ridiculous. And then, you know, I mentioned that my good buddy, who lives in Los Angeles, I won't name him, but he used to be a liberal. He's Jewish. He lives in L.A., used to be liberal, and he's become more and more of a conservative. He's waking up. You know, he's having a, you know, waking moment. You're waking the sleeping giant. Epiphany. Good word. Epiphany. And he sent me a text today. I didn't say anything about this to him. And it's got a picture of Biden. It says, Biden delivers remarks about white supremacy being the number one threat. And he writes to me, texts to me, white supremacy, most lethal threat to America. That's strange, because all I see in the news is black-on-black shootings, blacks assaulting Asians, black against white crime, black crime in general. Not really seeing any reports of white supremacy. I'm confused. There's nothing racist about those remarks. He's just stating a fact. When you watch the news at night, and we all know the news media is ultra, ultra liberal, filled with white guilt. So you're not talking about conservatives putting the news on. It's liberals putting the news on. All they're doing is reporting the news. They can't change it. Believe me, if they could, they would. If liberals could, they'd make every single... They'd substitute it by white people. But if you watch the news at night, there's a lot of black-on-black crime. There's a lot of black-on-white crime. There's a lot of black-on-Asian crime. The one thing that's missing is white supremacy. There's no white supremacy. So, I mean, it's just total lies and communist brainwashing going on in the United States of America. There is a black crime problem in America. There's a black-on-black crime problem in America, which I, the white guy, feel very bad about and would like BLM to be there to solve, but BLM couldn't care less about black-on-black crime. Because BLM is an organization devoted to one thing and one thing only. I'd like to say communism, because that's what they believe in. I'd like to say black supremacy, because that's clearly what they believe in. When you listen to the rantings of these people, they're all Marxists, and they hate white people, and they hate cops. And they want to defund cops and get rid of cops. And they want to get rid of men in the household. But that's not what they're about. Black Lives Matter is just about, and again, this is an opinion show, and it's my opinion. Allegedly, I think, it's my opinion, they're about stealing money that you give to their charity, their nonprofit, and using it themselves to buy homes. That's what it's about. They don't care about anything at all except their money, what they could take from you and corporations, and then they could buy big houses and fancy cars. And there's lots of people starting to say it. The mothers of Tamir Rice and Breonna Taylor criticized Black Lives Matter, benefiting off the blood of our loved ones. Wow. Never thought I'd see that. Never thought I'd see that. Minneapolis BLM leader says he quit after learning the ugly truth about the organization's priorities. Well, I could tell you their priorities. Number one, Marxism and communism. Number two, destroying the United States of America. Number three, redistributing all the money from white people who had nothing to do with Civil War or slavery and giving it to black people who had nothing to do with Civil War or slavery, making them rich for no reason at all, just stealing money and giving it to people to make them rich because of the color of their skin and hiring people because of the color of their skin, but most importantly, just taking all the money that you contribute and corporations contribute and just making yourself rich. They're a bunch of pigs is what they are.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden back in Washington, D.C. after marking the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa race massacre in Oklahoma.
This was not a riot. This was a massacre.
The president traveling to Tulsa's Greenwood Cultural Center and saying the victims of that dark time deserve ongoing recognition and respect.
While darkness can hide much, it erases nothing. Some injustices are so heinous, they can't be buried, no matter how hard people try.
One firefighter is dead and another wounded following a shooting at a Los Angeles County Fire Department station. The shooting occurring Tuesday morning. Reports say the suspect is believed to be a disgruntled employee. He also committed suicide. The Biden administration also suspending all oil and gas leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with Arise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you.
Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Sons of Liberty CBD, sponsor of this segment of the show. A lot of people. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal and 100% American grown and made. And I just use the roll-on whenever I'm sore after working out. It just, the soreness goes right away. It's a miracle. And it's natural. You know, I work out hard every day. I'm turning 60 this summer, this July. Working out causes serious aches and pains, and I work out hard. And I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion. A little brag in there, right? Inside my cell phone, I've got Randy White, the NFL Hall of Famer. I got John Riggins, NFL Hall of Famer. I got Dan Hampton, NFL Hall of Famer, and Super Bowl champion Jay Schrader. Got their personal cell phones in my phone. Pretty cool, right? So I'm talking to Jay about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. And Jay said I had to try Sons of Liberty CBD. It would heal my body, and he was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. SonsOfLibertyCBD.com does it right. Highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It will not get you high. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of 15% off every product. Just try it. If you've ever been sore, got a sore back, sore neck from working out, CBD is great. You just roll it on, and it attacks the muscles, and boom, you feel great. Use code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15 for Wayne Allyn Root, and get 15% off. But when you combine the discount with their subscription discount, you get 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice. Choose sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. There's so many interesting stories. I don't even know what to get to first. How about the tale of two economies, red states and blue states? Unemployment rates were lower in 12 states and the District of Columbia and stable in 38 states, according to the Bureau of Labor. States with the highest unemployment rates in April were Hawaii, Democrat-run, California, Democrat-run, New Mexico, Democrat-run, New York, Democrat-run, Connecticut, Democrat-run. All five states with the highest unemployment run by Democrat trifectas, meaning Democrat governor, both House and legislature, Democrat, Democrat. The four states with the lowest jobless rates in April, all run by Republican trifectas. Nebraska, New Hampshire, South Dakota, and Utah each have 2.8% unemployment, the lowest in the country, and they've got Republican governors and two Republican houses. And Vermont is doing good, too, believe it or not, with a Republican governor and a Democrat-controlled state house ranked fifth best. Overall, 31 states had unemployment rates that were very low, lower than the national average. 26 of the 31 are run by Republicans. And 19 states and the District of Columbia with jobless rates higher than the national average. 14 of those 19 are led by Democrats. Let's see what else we've got. Let's see. If there's anything else in here that would lead us to anything interesting. No, that's the whole report. That's it. Democrat states doing crappy. Republican states doing great. Here's a video that's out that I'll describe to you. The Palestinian government released video of Palestinians trampling an American flag. Isn't that great? Well, Biden wants to give them lots of money. They're rioting and trampling the American flag. I don't want to give them a penny. Screw them. They don't get anything. You know, when are we going to learn? Trump was a follower of Wayne Root philosophy. It's not the Wayne Root follows Trump philosophy. I've said this for years. When I ran for president in 2008, I became the Libertarian vice presidential nominee, but I campaigned for president across the country and won the VP nominee, wound up on the presidential ticket. One of my very first things I ever said was, why are we, you know, I don't want to end foreign aid to everybody. I do want to cut down on foreign aid. Let's stop paying the countries that hate us. Why would we give money and reward people that hate us? So I said then, cut off all the Arab countries, all the Muslim countries. Well, I don't want to cut off Israel. Israel loves us. Israel's good. Israel's our blood brothers. Israel's our best friends. I don't need to cut off foreign aid to Israel, but I want to cut off foreign aid to all the countries that hate us and want to kill us. I don't want Pakistan getting foreign aid anymore. I don't want the Palestinians getting foreign aid. If an American walked through Palestine, a white American walked through Palestine, especially if they said Wayne Root is Jewish, they'd murder me. I'd be stoned to death within minutes. Why would I want to give them my money? Why are you giving them my taxpayer money and your taxpayer money? Stupid. And then here's another stupid thing. Biden formally ends Trump-era Remain in Mexico immigration program. How stupid is that? That was one of the greatest things Trump ever did in his history. Remain in Mexico. While you apply to be an American citizen and you're an illegal alien, you got to wait in Mexico, and the courts turned down 99% of them, and they all went home. And Biden's getting rid of it. Ooh, that is smart, isn't it? He's one smart guy. Moron. Here's another great Bidenism, right? Biden imported oil from Iran in March, first time since 1991, ignoring U.S. law to please a terrorist country. Why are we importing oil from Iran, making them rich? Because John Kerry's getting bribed by the Iranian mullahs. That must be why. The Iranians burn American flags in the middle of Parliament, and we're importing oil from them. And wait, it gets even better. At the moment we're importing oil from Iran, our gas prices are through the roof, and Biden's canceling oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic Refuge. Does any of this make any sense? Yes, it does. It makes perfect sense. It's what I've been saying for months and months and months. This man, this brain-dead, zombie with dementia puppet, whose brain is being filled with all the ideas of Barack Obama, it's Obama's third term, it's communist Marxist President Obama, who's able to do whatever he wants to do now, because he's got Biden as his front man and puppet. We get a Biden's. He's holding Biden up, his hand is up his you-know-what, and he's moving his fingers. And that makes Biden's mouth move, and what comes out is Obama's crap. Obama the liar, the Obama the socialist, Obama the America hater. Nobody would do this unless you hate America. Who would do any of this unless you hated America? My God, who would even think of this? Canceling oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic Refuge while gas prices skyrocket. And then importing the oil from Iran. Our enemy. Crazy Muslim murderers. Nuts. Absolutely nuts. And then another story that fits my narrative exactly, what I've been saying again and again and again. Top Special Forces official urges U.S. deployment for Taiwan to resist the Chinese invasion. Of course there's going to be a Chinese invasion. Any day now. Sometime between now, I won't say now and tomorrow, now or next week. Sometime between now and the end of the year, China's going to invade Taiwan and they're going to take Taiwan over. Because they know that Joe Biden is a brain-dead, zombified, dementia-laden puppet. They know it's weekend at Biden's. They can do anything they want. They can take their baseball cleats and step on Biden's face while they're stealing second base. Biden's a joke. Biden's a puppet, a marionette. And Biden won't do a damn thing. China's talking nuclear attack on the United States, and they're absolutely going to invade Taiwan. Did you know they're talking nuclear attack against the United States? They are. China state media today said the country must prepare for nuclear war with the U.S. after Biden asked for a very weak COVID probe. Right? A weak COVID probe. Even though I know that they purposely sent COVID our way. You must be the most naive person in the world. Right? The real topic is no longer at all. There is no debate whether it was man-made. COVID is man-made in a bio-warfare weapons lab in China. But that in of itself is the unimportant issue or question. The real question is, did they send it on purpose? Are you so naive, all you morons who believe for the last year that it came from a wet market, you know, inside a bat, and it transmitted to humans? You were all so dumb you believe that. Well, I told you 10,000 times it was man-made. Now the same people are so stupid they'll agree it's man-made, but they'll say, oh, it was a mistake, it got out by mistake. And maybe it did. Maybe it did, but I'm writing my column for this week. The question of the century is, did China purposely attack the United States at the moment they were losing the trade war and Trump was going to win re-election by a landslide, and everything they did was to destroy Trump and destroy our economy and end the trade war that they were losing, trade war negotiations they were losing? If you really believe it got out by mistake and it was a coincidence, which it could have, you're an idiot. Because it didn't. This was an attack upon America. They purposely sent COVID to destroy America and the Western world. Not just America, but the whole Europe. Wipe out all their competition. That's what this was. You go, but Wayne, lots of Chinese died. As a matter of fact, I was the first one to tell you back in January and February, because I read Zero Hedge, I knew that literally hundreds of thousands of Chinese were dying. And that they sealed off Wuhan. And literally the crematoriums were working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Burning the bodies, burning the bodies, burning the evidence of how many hundreds of thousands of Chinese were dying in China from Wuhan. Wuhan flu, China flu. Chinese communist flu, that's what we really should call it. That should be the name. Trump didn't even think of that, I just thought of it. Chinese communist flu, CCF. So I knew there were hundreds of thousands of Chinese dead when they admitted like 3,000 dead. So it killed lots of Chinese. What did they care? The Communist Party, you know what they would consider like 50 million dead Chinese? Nothing. 100 million? Nothing. 500 million? Maybe you're getting somewhere there. Maybe. I don't know. They got 1.6 billion people. They couldn't care less if 20 million died tomorrow. It's like a fly on a horse's ass. They don't care about the dead in China. It's less mouths to feed. They were willing to sacrifice a few million of their own people, and maybe it was just a few hundred thousand, which really is nothing in China. A few hundred thousand died, who cares? A few million sick, who cares? But man, we could knock out the American economy, destroy American jobs, take the lead in the economic around the world, and knock Trump out. And that's what they did. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story for the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day. Walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a little housekeeping. First of all, my website is rootforamerica.com. Rootforamerica.com. If you go there tomorrow, I'm not sure it's first thing in the morning or it'll be later in the day, but I should have my video up of my interview with President Trump. You'll really enjoy watching it on video instead of just listening. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com. Wayneroot@gmail.com. You can email me anytime. Love to hear from you. I read every email. And then Parler is now up and running, and I'm putting all my posts up at Parler, my parlays, as they call them, at Real Wayne Root at Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, parler.com, at Real Wayne Root. It's my version of Twitter, because I've been kicked off Twitter for life for daring to question the American election. And then my War Daily podcast, available every day, all the places you listen to podcasts, including iHeart. Great stuff. And then the sponsor of this segment is Liberty HealthShare. And I'll just cut to the point. Liberty has over 200,000 members. It's Christian healthcare sharing. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims the past 4 years. I'm a member. My children are members for 6 years in premiums alone. I've saved somewhere between $120,000 and maybe $180,000, somewhere in that range. Could you use an extra $120,000 to $180,000 in your bank account? Find out more about your health sharing options. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Remember, health insurance, or in this case, Christian healthcare sharing, is not based on your income. They don't know what I make. So you would have saved the same amount as me. Do you understand that? You would have an extra $120,000 or more in the bank if you had joined 6 years ago when I joined. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. So remember, I've been stating again and again how insane Biden is. You'd have to be insane to do the things that Biden does to get rid of the stay in Mexico policy. Insane. And to take deported people and bring them back to America. Insane. I got to find that one. Oh, here it is. Joe Biden's DHS, Department of Homeland Security, may bring deported illegal aliens back to the United States. This man is insane. How about this one? Biden waives FBI background checks for caregivers at child migrant facilities. Who does this and gets away with it? It's insanity. So Trump put kids in cages. Biden's letting them get raped. Can you imagine? The Biden administration has scrapped and they're putting them in cages too, by the way. But now he'll let him get raped in cages. Isn't this sick? If Trump did this, you'd call him sick. The Biden administration has scrapped FBI background checks for caregivers at its overpacked child migrant shelters. Alarming child welfare experts to say this compromises safety. You think kids are getting raped by the caregivers? You think the kids are getting raped by other kids and the caregivers don't care because you're hiring anybody, including criminals? The move comes as Biden turns to tent camps, convention centers, and other huge facilities which are operated by private contractors paid by the Department of Health and Human Services. The Biden administration just announced it would open 8 new emergency sites across the Southwest, which will add 15,000 new beds, doubling capacity. And in order to deal with the flood of migrant children, the U.S. government has lowered the bar required to watch them. These sites don't have to be licensed by state authorities or provide the same services as permanent HHS facilities. They cost far more, an estimated $775 per child per day. And so he's waiving vetting procedures intended to protect minors from harm. Staff and volunteers directly caring for children at new emergency sites don't have to undergo FBI fingerprint checks, which use criminal databases not accessible to the public and can overcome someone changing their name or using a false identity. Can you imagine what's going on in these facilities? As NPR, of all places, National Public Radio reported last month, even the liberals get it. There's no oversight of mass shelters holding tens of thousands of migrant children, while some of the facilities holding children are run by contractors already facing lawsuits claiming the children were sexually abused in their shelters under the Trump administration, while others are new companies with little or no experience working with migrant children. Can you imagine what's going on in these facilities? In April, Texas Governor Greg Abbott called for the Biden administration to close the San Antonio facilities for migrant children following allegations of sexual assault. In short, this facility is a health and safety nightmare, said Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. And now you're going to let them all hire people who undergo no fingerprint tests. Can you imagine? The agency says that those giving direct care are supervised by federal employees or others who have passed fingerprint-based background checks. And, you know, the good example in this is an article from Zero Hedge, by the way. There are 5,000-plus Pentagon employees who had child porn on their computers who passed background checks. Child porn on their computers working at the Pentagon, and they passed background checks. Now there won't be any FBI background checks. But don't worry, they're being supervised by the people who have child porn on their computers. I didn't even get in it today. I'll get to it tomorrow. The story of the BLM activist, Black Lives Matter activist, who claims she was the victim of hate crimes, including arson, and now a video proves she started the fire. No surprise, right? No surprise. Every time you hear about a black person on the streets of Chicago getting lynched by white people who have with Trump caps, you immediately realize he paid for it to happen to him so he could claim, I'm famous now, I was almost lynched. Trump people want to kill everyone who's black. She says she was burned to the ground. She set the fire. This is BLM. This is America today. Be on the lookout. Crazy people everywhere with a D after their name for Democrat. Wayne Allyn Root, see you tomorrow.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.